Hi, this is Kimberly from Toronto, and you're listening to The Lars Podcast with Ralph and Ben.
Straight from the heart of Orange County, it's the Lars Podcast with Ralph and Ben.
Orange County.
That's where we're in the heart of right now.
Are we?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Sure.
I mean, the county seat is one town over.
The what?
The county seat. That's what they call it.
Seat?
Seat. Like where the county sits down. Like Orange City would be the seat of Orange County.
Okay.
So to speak, back in the day.
So if we're near the seat, wouldn't we be like the balls or something?
From the balls of Orange County. The Lars. I'm Ben.
Ralph.
A non-lost podcast for you.
Yeah, this is the Lars, a non-lost podcast that occasionally talks about Lost.
Well, yeah, exactly. For now.
Yeah. Before we get started, once again, we need to promote the shirts.
We need to hook up those shirts.
Promote the shirts like mad. I talked to Sam.
Sam of ShopSamInate.com.
Where you can purchase your Darmalar shirt.
It's a clever t-shirt.
And he said that
uh-huh.
The shirts are being made today.
All right.
So look for those soon. Also, I'm going to go ahead and make an announcement.
Ooh.
Those of you who already ordered shirts, don't worry because you are included.
Okay.
In one of the shirts. I don't know how to phrase that.
With the shirt?
Yeah. One person, one Lars listener, will receive in their shirt package.
Uh-huh.
essentially, a golden ticket. Or, I guess, whatever the Darmalar's yellow is.
A goldenrod ticket?
Yeah. And in there will be instructions.
Okay.
And if you are the one person to get the golden ticket and follow the instructions, something good will happen.
That is quite a tease. I have no idea what you're talking about.
And I'm being very vague because that special thing has yet to be determined.
Ah, okay. So it's still up in the air, but
it's still up in the air.
Someone will win it.
It will definitely be announced next week what that something is.
So wheels are in motion behind
the scenes. I talked to Sam. I printed up the golden ticket with the special instructions.
Nice.
That only one person will get, and it'll be picked at random.
And it'll just be shipped out with someone's shirt.
It'll be shipped out with someone's order.
Well, that's tantalizing.
And look forward to that.
That's really cool. Yeah.
So it's totally a ripoff of Willy Wonka.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I get it now. I didn't understand what you meant with the golden ticket.
Yeah. So...
That's cool, dude. So I'm ineligible because I already ordered my shirt.
No, you are eligible.
Sweet.
That's what I said. So people don't have to worry who have already ordered a shirt.
Oh, okay.
Those shirts have not shipped out yet.
So
they're shipping
still a
out
chance.
Around the 7th. So you guys will be thrown into the mix.
That's cool.
Knowing
the Lars, I'm kind of scared about what those special instructions might be. I hope it's not go fuck yourself.
No, it's not.
Okay,
there's not a single foul word on it. So
what?
Yeah, I know.
It's going to look counterfeit.
Yeah. Especially with the signatures.
Uh-oh.
No, that's not true.
We don't want to fuck with the FCC by sending curse words through the mail.
Yeah. FCC doesn't do that, right?
That's what you think.
Okay, so anyway, shopsamonate.com, pick up your Darmalar shirt.
Yeah.
Or for those of you listening on iTunes, click on the album artwork and you'll be directed directly to the store.
Direct it directly to it. Yeah, you won't have to circumvent anything.
Exactly. So,
so order
shop
a shirt.
Seven, yeah.
And then these shirts that are being made today, so I assume they'll be shipped out soon.
They're just already.
So once you get them, remember to send us pictures to darmalars@gmail.com because I'm interested in seeing everyone wearing their Darmalar shirt.
Yeah, we have some of our older people who have our older shirts.
Yeah, from Cafe Press.
We got a picture from Amy that I posted on our MySpace page.
Uh-huh.
I still need to talk to Ryan about getting a fans of Lars around the world.
a section added to the
section that has photos.
If we can add that to the webpage, fine, which is darmlars.net. But if not, we'll put it on our MySpace, and we're always interested in seeing pictures of the fans.
Yeah.
I mean, email's so simple. Just send us an attachment.
Yeah.
You know? So there you
go. We'll take care of the rest.
So get a shirt. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. All right, so.
What'd you do this week, dude?
Fuck, I watched 3 Flyers games.
I know, I was there.
And
we swept.
We did not sweep.
Well, we didn't? I thought you found out.
I know, I did say that, but apparently they also played the Yuma Scorpions on Thursday.
Oh.
They did not win.
Okay, so we lost to the Yuma Scorpions on Thursday, and then Ralph and I went to Friday's game for our public appearance, and we were just mobbed by fans. It was awesome.
We had just as many fans show up to the game as called last
as
week.
As called last week.
In fact, the same 2 people that called last week
showed up
to the Flyers game.
It was nice of them, I thought.
Cherith Cute Story and Ben from
Fullerton.
From Orange County.
From Orange County. And yeah. he bought me a beer.
He bought you a couple, and he bought me a Polish sausage. Or not he did.
Cherith bought you
Cherith
a Polish
sausage.
Cherith
bought me a Polish sausage and a pretzel.
For those of you that caught on to the fact, it was actually us calling our show last week.
Yes.
And Ralph's Cherith Cute Story reference is a Arrested Development reference.
So is my The OC.
Yes.
Because just so
he
everyone is clear,
yeah.
It's not The OC because it's just Orange County. It's
exactly.
Not The Orange County.
And we don't even really call it OC very often.
No.
Only if we're like in a bind for time or...
A text message where we're trying to save on our limit of words.
Yeah. Because what the hell? We know where it is.
Yeah.
We got to see the Flyers win on Friday, twice on Saturday when we went to a doubleheader.
Yep.
And we missed Sunday's game where they also won. So there, our beloved Orange County Flyers, local minor league baseball team, were on a hot streak.
Yeah.
Against Yuma. How have they been doing this week?
So far, so good.
Cool.
They won last night. I'm going to listen to the game immediately following this recording yet again.
Yet again, like you did last week.
Yeah. Speaking of not seeing the Flyers game on Sunday.
We weren't not seeing the Flyers game. We weren't going around dropping swastikas on it.
Yeah, but what I was just trying to segue. Because what's going on is, because of me and Ben whining and bitching last week so much about the phone calls, we received, to my knowledge, 27 calls from the listeners.
That's crazy.
Which is, I want to say... 15 more than we've ever gotten.
Yeah, that's staggering. Thanks, guys.
Thighs.
Spread it out. You know, spread it out. But yeah,
so,
thighs.
So I was going to segue into saying, well, first of all, we're going to do a short show. Because
I just thought it was funny
accommodate the calls.
It sounded like you said not seeing.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, that was the joke.
I thought you were just using a term I'd never heard of, which happens a lot, so I just let it.
So you just let it slide? So we're going to try to keep it short so we can get to those many, many calls.
Yeah.
Try.
I'm going to try to explain why we didn't see the game on Sunday is because let's get into our quote movie review section.
The ever so perfectly worded movie review section.
And talk about what we did do on Sunday, which is see the motion picture 1408.
Let's get into it.
I didn't see the first 1407, but this one seemed all right.
I was worried that I'd be lost, yeah.
I thought that it was a very, very good movie.
Cool.
I thought it was well-directed.
You know,
the story was interesting.
I didn't even ask you after the movie.
I think that the quote twists and turns, some that happened in the middle were a little obvious, but they were still kind of fun.
Yeah.
The way that they did it was interesting. I thought it was good.
I think
that if it was released in like April,
uh-huh.
I would have loved it way more. Okay. But right now I'm kind of in that summer mode.
And this was not a
summer. And it was not a summer movie. It's more of a psychological thriller.
Yeah, definitely.
So
what's the rating system for this week?
The rating system is
check it in or check it out.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. Check it in being good, I guess.
Yes.
And then, oh, check it in or chuck it out.
There you go.
That's clever. So what do you think for 1408?
Oh, check it in. Or how about check in to 1408?
Check in to 1408. I loved it. I thought that was an awesome movie. John Cusack was brilliant in it.
It was almost like a one-man show. Like, the whole time I watch it, I'm like, I would watch the stage version of this.
Yeah, there's like three other actors in it, maybe.
Yeah. And then like a slew of ghosts, but...
Right. Yeah.
Or whatever they are.
It's so the basic concept is, don't go in room 1408.
It's evil. It's pure evil.
Like, 98 people have died there over the years. Natural causes, suicides and such. And he gets in the room, and the room starts fucking with him. And shit just goes haywire. And for a while, I was actually able to follow... You know how some movies, there's, like, two things that could be happening.
Yeah.
And it could either actually be haunted, or someone's fucking with them.
Yeah.
And there was a long time in that movie where it could have been either. And I really dig that kind of thing, because I was like, they could still pull this one out.
Yeah.
It could still be someone, like, manipulating him, trying to confuse him. And you're right, the twists and turns were, some of them were, like, kind of predictable.
Uh-huh.
Like, there was one that you were supposed to think one thing, but I don't think anyone did.
Yeah.
But even so, it was cool to watch it go down. It was great to watch his reaction to it.
Yes.
Which was just really well played. So I think, you know, great performance, good writing, really creepy work. The paintings.
Uh-huh.
Just for those of you have seen it, you know, the paintings. For those of you that haven't.
I think it was in the trailer.
There's a part where there's paintings, right? And I just wanted them to change and be creepy, but I wanted it to be done differently than they did it. I wanted it to be, like, subtle, like maybe he doesn't notice, but you see it in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Or have it be, like there was actually one scene where the hunt, there's a painting of a hunt where some dude is on, like, a horse.
Like a fox hunt.
Yeah, yeah. There was one scene where in the background the horse was rearing up, which it wasn't originally when he first looked at it. And they made They made such a point of him looking at these paintings, so I was like, I better remember them because they're going to change. It's going to be cool. And I think that kind of fell a little flat, but that's just a detail.
Yeah.
I
was listening to the Creative Screenwriting Monthly podcast,
uh-huh.
and they had the writers of 1408.
Oh,
and
cool.
And apparently their script was insane. Like, there was all kinds of stuff in that movie.
There was more shit that happened.
Just all kinds of stuff.
That's cool.
Apparently the room, up until almost editing, had a voice and talked.
Oh, crazy.
Up until, like they shot, like, all kinds of side stories and backstories.
Huh.
Like, his dad, like, going through the mail, apparently his dad, he had a letter from his father from the nursing home.
Yeah.
And there's a whole scene at the nursing home.
Huh.
So, it's just kind of, in the movie, it's just kind of...
It's just
it's like a one scene.
Yeah.
So, apparently, this movie, you should check out, I mean, if you're into podcasts, if you have time to check out a, you know, 45-minute to an hour podcast, Creative Screenwriting
I listened to
monthly
them
podcast.
When they had Ryan Johnson on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. I hope they maybe keep some of that footage for, like, a DVD release or something.
It sounds like they are. The movie did really well.
Oh, good, good.
Because it cost, I looked at boxofficemojo.com, which... Uh-huh. Everyone gets to hear, like, everything that I visit, like, web-wise.
It's like it's having Ralph's personal web history.
It said the budget for 1408 was, like, $25 million.
That's it?
Yeah, and then it made $20 million over the weekend.
Wow.
So, complete success. Unlike Evan Almighty, which I decided not to see because I just was, like, done with it.
Yeah.
Cost Something is the, like, highest budgeted comedy of all time.
Because of all the animals and effects.
It's, like, $175 million to make.
Oh, Jesus.
$30 million in the box office.
Oh, ouch!
So, that'll teach Steve Carell to make a PG movie.
I hope that doesn't sting him because I like.
Yeah,
him.
It shouldn't.
He's untouchable for
Are
a while.
Are you kidding me? With between Little Miss Sunshine and 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah, The Office is hot.
It's gonna be sick. Like he's gonna be fine.
He's like I like him and I want to see more from him. And you're right. It's this is he's at the stage in his career where he's so hot he could probably make a couple of bombs and just get away with it.
Yeah, I think the next one he's doing is Get Smart.
Yes.
And I'm sure that's gonna be
hot. Yeah.
So
what about Krasinski? How did his movie do? Did you see?
It comes out the same day as Transformers.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Good
so
luck.
I'll tell you how that movie does.
Good luck, John.
Horribly.
there was a part in 1408, which was a creepy movie, where my name was on screen.
Tell newspaper. People about that.
Yeah. John Cusack.
John Cusack is a...
Writer.
He's a writer that goes around to different, quote, haunted houses.
Yeah.
And stays the night and reports on them.
Reviews them for books and stuff.
And while doing his research for room 1408 at the Dolphin Hotel, he was looking at microfilm, and there was an article about a guy who committed suicide there.
Jumped out of the window of 1408.
And that person's name was?
Benjamin Johnson.
Which is your name.
It was very creepy. And I turned to Ralph to point it out because I wanted him to say, but I thought it said Ralph Oppel.
I sent you a message. I sent you a message yesterday.
Yeah.
That I had listened to a Carpenter song from the film was playing
at the restaurant you were at?
At the restaurant I was at. And I thought that I was still watching the movie. I was in 1408. So, I think that song's in the trailer as well. It's We've Only Just Begun.
Which is a great song in the context.
Yeah, Stevie was talking about and how it's funny when ordinary songs that are fairly happy end up in like messed up movies and it forever changes your perception on the song.
Like, what about Time Is On My Side from Fallen? You ever see that Denzel Washington movie?
No, I haven't.
Time is on my side.
Or like Stuck in the Middle with You.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
now ever associated with Reservoir Dogs.
With Mutilation.
And what was the other one? I forget.
Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Singing in the Rain and Clockwork Orange.
So yeah, that's interesting. So I would say 1408, check in.
Yeah, definitely check in, 1408.
We saw another movie that wasn't in theaters, but we both saw it, or at least saw most of it. Do you want to talk about American Splendor?
I finished watching American Splendor. You know what? I'm probably going to eventually use that for sticking in your queue.
One of us will. Okay.
Or I will. I mean, I even thought about doing it this week, but maybe we'll save that for probably 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
Or something. I mean, we have so many weeks before Lost starts back up that we're going to have to save them.
You liked it that much, you were going to go ahead and put it in that section.
Oh, yeah. It was a great movie.
Cool. I'm really close to doing that for Buffalo 66, which I saw from Netflix this weekend.
Okay. Well, do you want to just get into...
Let's talk about that section, yeah.
Yeah, let's get to it. Because 1408, check in, guys.
Yeah, check
in.
It's
a fun movie. All
right. Okay. All right, so this is the section we call Stick It In Your Queue. It's where we review movies that we really, really like and we think everyone should see if they haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah, if you're having trouble on your Netflix Blockbuster or just walking around in a local video store and you can't think of what to get, we can make some suggestions.
Yeah.
And I totally should have my movie with me because I'm not going to remember the actors, but forget it.
Okay, well, you want to go for it?
Who went first last week?
Me, I think.
You did because we've been doing the queue as the same as the 2-minute debates.
Oh, okay.
So you went first last week on the 2-minute debate. So the movie I am picking is completely different than the past few that I've chosen. This is an old movie.
Oh, good.
And when I say old, I'm talking 30s.
Ooh.
This is a movie directed by Alfred Hitchcock.
Nice.
And it's a movie that I showed to Ben, and I think Ben enjoyed it as well. Starring Richard Donant, D-O-N-A-N-T, I think.
Okay.
I don't have the DVD in front of me. But it's a film by Alfred Hitchcock that he did while he was still doing movies in Britain, or in London, or in wherever.
But does it count as one of his British movies?
Or? Yes, definitely. Okay. It's 1936, I believe, and the movie's called The 39 Steps.
And it's an excellent film.
I believe I purchased this movie because it was a Criterion, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's essentially one of his early films, and it's a wrong man scenario.
Yeah.
And it's a guy who gets caught up in this crazy espionage spy story. I don't know how to describe it other than that.
There's not too much description you can get into of the plot without making it useless to watch it.
Or giving away plot points that you're probably going to want to... Like, the movie kind of unfolds in front of you. So if I were to say, this happens, that's going to automatically stick out in your mind as opposed to what the director did with the way he reveals the story.
So you just give the bare bones and say it's a wrong man kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's
check it out.
Yeah, it's a guy who's on the run from people he doesn't know who they are.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's this crazy thing where, you know, he ends up with a dead girl in his apartment and then has to deal with it and figure out what's going on and at the same time clear his name.
And for 36, the acting in this movie is pretty solid.
You know what? When I first watched it, I was completely entertained. Because I'm not into old movies at all.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not into movies from before the 80s even.
Right.
But there's a few that really stick out. And when I watched this for the first time, I was like, hey, I'm really glad I purchased this movie.
Uh-huh.
And also, it's just really entertaining. The comedy in it still works.
It's still funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the jokes are really, really good.
Yes.
That they hold up today.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, you're going to get some 30s slang or some stuff like that. But
yeah.
It's still, there's still some exciting stuff. There's a sequence where he's on a train, on a passenger train. And of course, the guys who are looking for him are also on the train.
Of course.
So there's a cool, you know.
Chase.
Of course, yeah, there's a chase on the train, which of course leads into he's on the outside of the train and
right.
all that good stuff.
And it plays really well now.
And even the suspense still works.
Yeah, they can remake it.
They could remake it.
I mean, they remade The Lady Vanishes,
I think they did remake 39 Steps.
Did they?
But I haven't seen those versions because I'm like, oh, it's...
It's done.
It's done. It's yeah. awesome.
Cool.
If they were to remake it, they'd have to do set it in 1930s.
That would be cool. They could do that.
Yeah.
There's not enough period movies anymore.
There's something about movies now where it's like technology makes it. It just seems to get it. There's something more pure about a guy running for his life, not being able
yeah.
to get on the internet, not being able to get on a cell phone,
right.
going to like, you know, some kind of a vaudevillian type of show, like theater atmosphere.
To hide out, yeah.
Like it's you know, you don't see that anymore. So
well, yeah,
if they were to remake the 39 Steps. Put Clooney in the part, and
yes.
then be make it like Steven Soderbergh, and then have it be a period piece.
And have John Powell do the score. That's what I would ask for.
I don't know.
Based on his paycheck work, which I thought was really good, but also kind of reminiscent of North by Northwest.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the whole movie kind of was.
Well, John Powell could do anything.
Yes, that's true.
No, I've seen North by Northwest.
He would be your first choice.
I saw North by Northwest. Well, I haven't seen Paycheck.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
He wouldn't be your first choice.
He's always my first choice. I just don't. I would go with James Newton Howard.
Oh, okay.
He did. I mean, I thought his music for King Kong.
Yeah.
Was great.
Yeah,
30 sounding music. Thomas Newman really impressed me with his music for The Good German, and I'm not a Thomas Newman fan in the slightest.
You're not a fan of any of the Newmans, really.
Oh no! I love David Newman.
Really?
Oh yeah. Galaxy Quest?
Well, I know Galaxy Quest, but anything beyond that?
The Phantom?
Yeah, good stuff. Okay.
Hoffa?
I was wrong.
Social Studies? Algebra? This is going to be tough.
Well, I know you don't like Randy Newman.
I like Randy Newman. I don't like his singing. His score for The Natural is classic.
Oh yeah.
His score to Pleasantville is great, even though it sounds like Edward Scissorhands.
I've misjudged your relationship to the Newmans.
Yeah. Thomas Newman's the only one I really don't like, but I have to say his score to The Good German is excellent. I'll play a little bit for you
yep.
right after. Give me 10 seconds.
It's like
and you'll be
stuff.
Like, oh, awesome.
Yeah.
So anyway, 39 Steps, Alfred Hitchcock. Stick it in your queue, pal.
Stick it in your queue.
Hey, I'm going to say it 30 style.
Okay.
Hey, buddy, why don't you stick it in your queue, pal?
It's The Rings of Saturn, buddy. my movie is not from the 30s.
Okay.
And my movie is a little mainstream for what we're doing. Like,
I mean, you know what? That's fine.
That's fine because if...
Can I just mention something?
Yeah,
go ahead and say what it is first.
Oh, Big Lebowski.
Okay.
If my whole thing is like, if 98 out of 100 listeners have already seen it, but two put it in their queue, then it's worth it because
yeah.
if you've missed it, you need to watch it.
This, you know what? And it actually links up with my movie because it, too, is also a
wrong man story. Yeah. So
yeah.
The Big Lebowski is a movie from the Coen brothers who did Raising Arizona and
Barton Fink, which is
cruelty.
Something that I'll probably put in.
Raising Arizona?
Barton Fink.
Oh, Barton Fink. I haven't seen that one yet. I'd have to stick it in my queue.
You could borrow it.
Okay.
But you're going to have to somehow finagle your way to get past the menu to play the movie.
Without.
Because the menu is a complete fucking spoiler.
That's awesome.
Total spoiler.
Shit.
Total, complete, utter spoiler.
That's heinous.
So
that
those who get Barton Fink, no, it's...
But I've never seen it happen as bad as you're implying Barton Fink is. So, yeah, maybe
yeah.
you can come over and start it for me.
I think we've already discussed this on a podcast.
Have we, Barton Fink?
I think so.
How funny. Well, I probably said I hadn't seen it.
We'll do it. We'll do it.
Okay, anyhow, The Big Lebowski is brought to you by the Coen brothers. Joel and Ethan Coen, who both wrote and directed it, if I remember correctly.
Yes, correct. Sorry, I forgot which movie. I was thinking of other...
Came out in 99? I haven't done my homework for it because essentially it's like I don't feel like I should do homework on my favorite movie of all time. which, by the way, that's another reason why I'm recommending it. It's seriously nearly always tops off my top 10 list.
The greatest thing I think about The Big Lebowski is that it is a period piece.
It is.
And it takes place in the year?
1991.
Yep.
It takes place like 8 years earlier.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it is set in the past. The thing about me and The Big Lebowski is I just consistently enjoy watching it every single time.
Yeah.
The dialogue is amazing. The plot is intricate and fun and, you know, kind of hard to follow at first because there's a lot of ins, a lot of outs.
Yeah.
It's eminently quotable. Great character work. Jeff Bridges. What's the redhead's name?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
The redhead girl. Maud Lebowski, played by...
Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore, thank you. I was blanking on her name like crazy. Julianne Moore, Flea is in it.
Peter Stormare.
Peter Stormare. Ben Gazzara. Just a cast of...
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. John Goodman is great in it.
Jeff Bridges is in it.
Yeah, he's the dude. The dude is... It's about... I guess I should give a plot synopsis.
Yeah, give a plot synopsis. It's
a wrong man.
Yeah, it's another wrong man, and so giving away plot again will
But basically,
ruin
you talk about the dude. The dude is a California laid-back stoner burnout who likes to go bowling with his friends, and he ends up being the wrong man.
Yeah. His actual name is Jeffrey Lebowski.
But everyone just calls him the dude.
Everyone calls him the dude.
Which is like
the problem is...
There's a Jeffrey Lebowski.
There is a Big Lebowski, another Jeffrey Lebowski who...
Who is different than him.
Who was supposed to get the brunt of this certain act.
Yes. That's really the inciting incident.
Yeah.
Like the movie starts off. I love it. It's a great movie. And I could watch it almost any time. It's one of those ones that I can just put in. And it's really well shot. A lot of great angles and following shots, you know, from one shot to the next.
All the bowling shit is great.
All the bowling shit is
everything.
Awesome.
Did you mention John Turturro?
No, John Turturro's brilliant in it. He's only in two scenes, but he steals the show.
He steals a scene so much that I think they put both of those scenes in the trailer.
Yeah, exactly.
So highly recommend it.
Yeah, if anyone out there hasn't seen The Big Lebowski, you're doing yourself a disservice.
Hey, dude.
What?
Stick it in your queue.
Hey, dude, stick it in your queue. Oh, and fuck. I should probably say fuck because it's in that movie like 160 times.
If you like swearing.
If you like swearing.
The Big Lebowski is the way to go.
Yeah. So there you go. There's a couple of great movies to stick in your queue.
Perfect.
You know, I feel kind of bad saying that my favorite film of all time is The Big Lebowski, considering it's like, I don't know, less than 10 years old.
You know what's funny, though? Stevie was looking at the new additions to... The AFI Top 100 since the last time they did it, and it was on the list. So,
oh, right on.
There you go. Don't worry about it. You're
cool.
Covered.
Well, then I'm set.
Fight Club was on the list too.
Hey,
which that apparently I didn't know was well received at all
by critics,
by anybody. Like,
yeah, I
think you have to be our age in 1999
to be ready for it.
Yeah, to be totally
or
into
to
that
be thing. Into it.
Speaking of fighting,
why don't you and I fight?
Let's fight it out. We decided. Literally, right as I was pressing the button to start recording, what our two-minute debate is going to be this week.
And
I am going to be going first, and the debate is going to be on the subject of milk. I'm a big fan of the beverage milk. It's very delicious. I love drinking it after eating like a heap of like peanut butter and chocolate chip cookies. Milk is delicious. I happen to know that Ben... enjoys milk with strawberry syrup on the inside, and that's going to count against him because everybody has to love milk, especially when you think where milk comes from. As you know, the Darmalars and the Lars are big fans of boobies, and saying the word boobies, and inside boobies is contained milk, which is another reason that milk is awesome. But there's nothing more refreshing than a tall, frosted glass of milk after eating something totally sweet that cleanses your palate and it's totally delicious. And if I were talking to Ron Burgundy, I would tell him that milk was not a bad choice. It was an excellent choice, and it's a delicious beverage enjoyed by all.
Milk is bogus. I can't stand milk. It makes your breath taste weird afterwards. It comes from a cow, which is gross. There's probably hormones all up in it. And most importantly, it contains lactose. Now, lactose is something that I'm completely intolerant of. So one reason I hate milk is that if I drink it, I will feel like somebody punched me in the nuts and then made me shit on a toilet for an hour and a half. And I will feel that while I'm shitting on a toilet for an hour and a half. So I say milk is bad. Sure, I like strawberry syrup, but I like it in soy milk just as much as I would have liked it in regular milk. And what's with chocolate milk? It's just a delivery device for chocolate. Eat a chocolate bar and drink some water, which is the true refreshing beverage of the planet. Water, the ultimate solvent and the tastiest drink there is. Especially little ice cubes in it, way better than nasty milk. Although I must admit, I do like boobies. So, in closing, milk is way worse than boobies, which are awesome. Thank you.
So, for those of you who want to join us for the two-minute debates...
Which we just did.
Yeah, go to dharmalars.net under the debate section and go vote. Ahead and vote for that.
You can vote for which one of us is better.
Or vote for which side you believe is better for your needs. I have a concern about the voting.
Is it that you can vote multiple times? Because that's a concern.
It's not that you can vote multiple times. It's that people do vote multiple times.
Seriously, yeah, show some responsibility.
One of the arguments on the Blogspot was, you know, I said, well, that sucks that someone's going out there voting a million times for Ben.
Yeah.
And someone's argument was, well, someone else could go vote a million times for Ralph.
Yeah, but don't.
Yeah, but what happens there is it turns into a two-person debate.
Yeah, exactly.
The guy who's voting a million times for me and the guys who voting million and one times for you.
If they're offsetting each other, yeah.
And so then it's what fun is it for people who just stop by and vote once?
But you know what's kind of cool is I can't imagine that our stupid little debate is inspiring someone to vote multiple times. Someone is like so concerned on how awesome Superman is that they're just going to keep clicking yes, refresh, yes.
It's just one of those things where it's like it's just... It's a curiosity thing. We want to see what people, like what percentage of our listeners.
Yeah, an actual number, not an inflated number. So
I'm going to try to talk to Ryan and see if we can't do something that has, cookies or something like that.
Something.
Even though people get around that,
you
too.
You probably use a cookie or like a web netiquette browser
something.
Indicator. I don't know anything about that.
I just say vote once. Because we're really interested in knowing. Percentage-wise, what people think.
Yeah. So that's the two-minute debate. And that's pretty much our show for today.
And 2 days ago as well.
Right.
I already posted that on the blog that this is actually being recorded 2 days after.
The bulk of the show.
I
thought we were going to try to pull it off.
Ah, no. But luckily, this section that you're listening to now is the section that got fucked up.
So, you know, it could have been worse.
I might actually, you know what I'll do is after the elongated You All Everybody segment or the Lars line, I will post an example of what...
Of how effed up it is?
Yeah, how effed up it was and
is
why we
like
had to re-record.
Is it like leaving a tape in the sun? Or?
It's like if you tap your throat to make yourself sound like you're in a helicopter.
Yeah.
It sounds like that.
Oh, cool.
Or
I wonder what happens
cool.
if you leave a train in the sun, which is what I was trying to say right now when I meant to say tape.
No, I thought I heard tape.
I did, but the first time I stumbled over myself.
Oh.
What happens if you leave Bruce Willis in a train in the sun?
He says, yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Feather, if it's the year 2007.
I was out of bullets.
I decided I'm not going to see it.
Okay, good. Then we'll see it Saturday when you're out of town.
Okay.
I'm going to go see Die Hard with a Vengeance Part 2, which is also known as...
Die Hard 1
Live
Part 4.
Or Die Hard 1. Or, Die Hard 1 Part 4.
So, Die Hard 2 Part 3.
I'm going to go see that this weekend while Ralph's out of town. Because
I won't mind.
He's already not seeing it, so it's okay. We already got into the not seeing it debate, right?
I don't remember. Well, there we have it right now.
There we go.
So,
I wanted also to give a shout out to Sarah. Sarah from MySpace.
You want
to
say hey?
I wanted to say hey. because hey is actually Swedish for hello. But when I was in Sweden, I just like, it's just saying hey. I say hey to people all day. So I'm in a foreign country trying to speak a foreign language. I'm going to try to throw some accent into it. Otherwise, I don't feel like I'm giving it enough effort.
You know what you should do?
What's that?
Is, you could finish it.
I don't remember.
Oh, I was going to say, you should say hey, but say it like the Swedish chef would.
Yeah, that's actually how I end up saying it. Hey, to burn, to burn. Or I should say, hey, bork, bork. So, I caught a lot of crap from my fellow travelers in Sweden because they knew that I was giving it too much. And but the people didn't seem to mind. I would say, hey. And they'd say, hey. It's really disconcerting. It's like you're
because they probably have like an accent the whole time, but when they say hey, it's
just
the same.
Hey.
And then it's confusing.
It's, you know, it's like a common ground where we can meet, where our two cultures can meet.
Hey.
So that's for Sarah. So and also I'm gonna send you a button. She sent me her mailing address, so I'll send her a button.
Wow.
Yeah. Most people have to see us in person, but you know, she ranks, so that's good.
There you go.
And also, you wanted to say...
I wanted to say hey to Los, but I already did on the other one. Maybe I'll stick that segment in at the end.
So you can talk to Los from a helicopter?
Yes. But Los, hey.
And the girls from the Lost Initiative.
And the girls from Lost Initiative. I haven't heard from them in a while. I'd like to hear their show. I hope they're still planning on recording over the summer.
Yeah, we miss you, Kim and Amy.
And also another shout out to Jimmy in Seattle. Haven't talked to that guy in a while. I think I saw a post on the Blogspot a couple days ago.
Yeah, but he doesn't like answer any of our emails.
I know. I tried calling him the other day, and it was one of those things where it's like, you know, when you call somebody and it's like they just pick up and it shuts off immediately. Like they totally just deny you.
Like he picked up the phone and put it right back on the receiver.
Yeah.
That's weird.
But in cell phone form.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone knows what's up with Jimmy, let us know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, hey, Jimmy, if you're listening, let us know.
And if you want to send a message to Jimmy, you can find him on our MySpace page.
Yeah, he has his own MySpace page.
On myspace.com/Darmalars.
That's it.
I got it
and,
out.
And if you want to give us a call, because I know a lot of you already did this week.
Oh, yikes.
Keep doing it, though. We love it. 206-338-4261.
Send us an email, and that is at... Darmalars@gmail.com.
You know, I was trying to give the phone number right now, and I was picturing it in my head, like the way you write it on the Blogspot stuff. So I was going to say 206.338.4261.
I don't know why I do that.
It looks cool.
Yeah,
people get it.
Visually, it's better than having... It feels more symmetrical as opposed to having, like, brackets on one side. And
then a hyphen. Right. You just need to break it up so people can see it rather than trying to make sense of a whole mess of numbers.
Yeah. Once again, the shirts are going out soon, and we have the golden ticket competition going in.
That's right.
And send us pictures when you get your shirts.
That's right.
And if you've gotten our previous shirts, which were from like Cafe Press,
send us pictures. Of those.
Send us pictures of those too.
Like
and
to
once
it.
Again,
once again, girls,
if you don't have Darmalars shirts, send us pictures of that.
Send that straight to darmalars@gmail.com.
Attention, Ben, Ralph. Jimmy in Seattle, producer Ryan, and Amy in Little Rock.
So there you go.
Also, is that it?
I think we got it. I mean, we're both going to go see Ratatouille.
Uh-huh.
We're going to see Transformers.
Yes.
I'm going to see Die Hard, so we'll have plenty to talk about next week because
yes.
We'll do all that before Tuesday.
On our very patriotic episode of
That's right. Lars. It'll be our Independence episode.
Yeah.
We should go out on an Independence Day line next week.
I'll have to come up with awesome American music.
Oh, yeah. I'll send you something.
Oh, wait. Do you mean Independence Day the film?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That'd be awesome. No, I meant Independence Day in 1776. Thou shalt.
No, I'll do something for 1776. I'll sing that slave song.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, well, from all of us at the Darmalars, thanks for coming along, guys. And you got anything else to say? We're just going to close it out.
No, it's weird because it's like we've been talking for
like 45 minutes,
but we've actually only been talking for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And Ben drove to my house on his lunch break
to
essentially just say what we just said now. And
which,
now,
you know,
see you, Ben.
That's
have
dedication.
Fun.
So you guys can drop that diva bullshit.
So anyway, I think it's fun.
I know.
I wish I had some kind of a...
Any rep?
Yeah, I don't have any kind of like characterization.
Yeah.
I'm just Ralph the guy.
You're just Ralph. They'll come up with something sooner or later.
Which I guess is all right.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Could be worse.
You
could be Ben.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
That's it for us, yeah. So
it sure was fun.
There's got a whole 30 minutes after
know,
this to listen to. All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week. Lars de la Vista.
I invented dice when I was a kid. I'm retired.
You all everybody.
Everybody. All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, what's up, Ralph and Ben? This is Dre calling out of L.A. The last Lars cast, you know what I'm saying, the Lars episode. And I have to say that with the stick it in your cue section there, I actually, I do like that movie, honestly. And I actually own the Tenacious D complete masterwork. You've never seen it. That shit is funny as hell. Just them personally. Actually, I think that is way better than the movie that they did. The movie was funny too. But if you had to pick one or the other to own, I would get the one to complete masterwork. So we have all this songs, all this shit, a concert, the whole thing, right? Behind the scenes trailer and everything. All right, I guess I might get on this Netflix thing, you know, because I spent too much money at fucking Hollywood Video. Oh, the thing is, okay, yeah, my review of I actually saw Children of Man. I knew you guys rented it in. You know, and you did get around to watching it. Somebody, you know, one of y'all didn't get around to watching it. But the movie was actually all right. You know what I'm saying? I read that, Pan's Labyrinth. So, yeah, I read all the subtitles. That movie was all right. I actually got, what is it called? The Fountain. But I haven't brung myself to watch it yet. I don't know what the hell. But Children of Man, it's okay. I mean, if you can watch it, you don't. It's not going to change your life. It's just, it gets kind of antsy for me. A little antsy. That's about it. Let's see here. Oh, you got to excuse me. My bus is like cutting off here. Oh, no, I guess it didn't. So, I guess that's it. Okay, so. I guess this week, I say, the thing I'm going to stick in my queue, and I think you should stick it in yours too, is, a real funny movie. I mean, some people don't like the real silly movies, a la Naked Gun and all that stuff, but I would have to say Top Secret. Top Secret, yeah. Movie is fucking hilarious, you know, and I haven't seen it in about, I don't know, 10 years or so, so I'm going to stick it in my queue. Oh, Jesus Christ. Ah, fuck me, running. Oh, there we go. All right, so you guys, hope that it blow out your eardrums or whatnot, or bless you, man. Have to take it to base or something, I don't know. But, so the sticking in the queue, go ahead and go with Top Secret. Very funny movie, you know. If you haven't seen anything, just go ahead and clap your phone. All right, later, guys.
Hey, guys, this is John from Daphne. I'm just calling to leave a message since you guys sound really desperate for calls, so this is just one to the collection, I guess. Hey guys, this is John from Daphne again. I just wanted to call back about the stick it in your queue segment. Ben's pick, American Movie. I did not stick it in my queue, but I had watched it a while back, and I got to agree with Ben that, like, the whole time when I was watching the movie, I was just thinking this can't be real, because it's a really, they're just really crazy guys, and it's a really good movie, it's a really underrated movie, and more people should watch it, but yeah. I'm just putting in my two cents here. it's a good movie, and everybody should stick it in their queue. So keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Hey, guys. This is Paul from Hollywood, Florida, again. Just got through listening to your latest podcast and enjoyed it. Glad you got into the comic book stuff, and it's funny. I guess I'll share a similar story. I too was just seriously back into reading some comic books, and shared some of your trepidation with just walking cold into a store. Unlike you, I was going to do some research first, and I did, looking around just to see what's hot, what I'd be interested in. Actually, a good place to check out, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but it's another podcast. It's a video podcast, and it's the people at Galacticast who I had just downloaded something called 20 Seconds Later by them that was pretty funny, a little skit they did. But they're putting out something called A Comic Book Orange, which is pretty good. I don't know if it's going to be always part of the video podcast or they're just promoting their website, but cool insight into some new stuff, gave me a good direction to go to, lots of good reviews, previews, etc. So just something to maybe check out. Also, I don't know if you're a regular, I just subscribed to the Marvel Pulse newsletter, and just got a, just the last one had a nice peek of Steve McNiven's Civil War sketchbook, just something to check out, nice images, you know, something you don't always see, just the early sketches and, you know, before even the pen and ink of some really cool scenes and that I wasn't aware of. And I guess keeping on the comic book scene, a little request I might have of you guys. I'm thinking of going to my first Comic-Con. And from what it sounds like on your previous podcast, your guys are pretty well seasoned, and I guess being on the West Coast, they're regular goers to the Comic-Con. Me, being my first one and being sort of on the East Coast, I would think maybe it would be a good idea for a future show to, don't know if you did this before, but maybe a little primer on the Comic-Con. Tips, how-tos, you know, things to avoid, maybe tourist traps, I don't know, best hotels, you know, without getting into advertising, but, you know, is that preview night worth it, 3-day pass, or avoiding perhaps some of the high traffic times or days, just going to their website. I was picking up a few things, but I would love an insider's tip, you know, someone who's done it, been there, etc. Just a thought, and otherwise, look forward to hearing your next podcast. Oh, and thanks for the movie tips, too. I love that, and I heard you played a little bit of the soundtrack to Forbidden Zone. You probably touched upon this earlier, but definitely one of my favorite films. If anyone hasn't seen that, definitely the weirdest, funniest film you'll ever see. That would be something, forget about sticking that in your queue. Everyone should own that, which is now on DVD. I think you could actually still get one signed by you know, director. It's you know, still, I think, on the website there if you go to the Forbidden Zone. So, anyways, thanks again. Look forward to hearing your next podcast. Bye.
Hey, Dormilars. Trevor Neal from Loomis, California. Thought I'd give you a call and make you guys happy. So, keep up the good podcast. And I'm hoping to be buying my Dormilar shirt soon. And, yeah. Superman's awesome.
Hey, Ralph and Ben. What's up? It's Tyler from OhioCon. Love the show. You guys do a great job. You're hilarious. Good time. Just want to let you guys know that we're still listening out here, so I decided to have a couple of my friends call in, so hopefully you'll hear from them too. All right, keep up the good work. See you guys later.
Dormilars, hello. It's Margaret from Long Island, New York. I love what you boys are doing with this show. You're both wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I need a smoke. Bernadetta, pass me a Winston.
Dominoes!
Yay. Yeah,
Pete from Connecticut. Love the show. Keep it up. I'll talk to you later.
Well, Ben, huge fan. Will here from Wisconsin. Wisconsin Will, if you will. No pun intended. Look, real stunner of a show you guys got there. Astounding, to say the least. You guys are phenomenal. I'm loving it. Anyway, great show. See you guys later.
Hey, Dharmalize, this is Randall calling. Just wanted to let you guys know we're still listening. You guys make my world go round, okay? Bye-bye.
Ralph. Ben, this is Kyle from Washington. You guys are pretty good at your podcast. Keep doing it. Love listening to you guys and at work, and I'm just hanging around. Yeah, you guys are the shit. Keep up the good work, and talk to you guys later.
Hey guys, this is Ryan from Avalon. Long time, first time. Just needed a voice, a little pet peeve of mine. The M in ATM stands for machine, thus making saying ATM machine unnecessary, because, again, it's already covered with that M. That's what the M stands for. So ATM is fine. I went to the ATM. I'm going to go to the ATM. You don't need to say ATM machine. Similarly, the N in PIN stands for number. So you don't have to say PIN number. Again, already covered by that N. It's doing the work for you. You don't have to say it. It's a time saver. That's why we do this. So just wanted to get that out there. Love the show. Love that website, really. It's just going gangbusters. And the shirts are awesome. I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.
Hey, guys. This is the Gillinate. And thought I'd call you because I heard you whining like the girly man that you're not getting any calls. So I'm like, okay, I'll call those pussies and give them something. But anyway, as you can tell, I'm a big kind of Arnold Schwarzenegger fan. Got my own website and podcasts and all those kinds of things for that. But started comment on the stuff you guys talked about. I did think American Movie was an excellent one. That was a good one I hadn't remembered in a while. And yeah, as far as I know, those guys are pretty much for real. I think they did go on to make their other film or something, and but I don't know what happened with that. Don't know much about the comic books. Not my thing, but I do like Superman. Superman is good, and I still think the original Superman movie is hands down the best comic book movie ever made. So that's cool. And I'm getting pumped up for the new Die Hard movie because, you know, I'm an Arnold fan, but he's not making movies right now. So I've got to support the other big action hero of the 80s, Bruce Willis. I wondered if you guys had heard the song that's out there called Die Hard by Guy's Knight. It's I saw it on YouTube. They have a video for it playing with the Die Hard clips from all four Die Hard movies, and it's really good, kind of a high-speed rock tune that goes through all the movies, and that was done really well. It's everything pumped, so you guys should check that out or play it or do whatever. But anyway, and because this is Dharmalize, and I've called Jay and Jack before, but they don't play some of my calls because you can't swear, they're all PG or blah blah. So you can't say, like, fuck you, asshole, and gotta hand it to you, that's the best mindfuck yet. So just thought I would do that, throw that in. What the hell? So anyway, hasta la vista, guys, and I'll check you later. Bye.
Hey, what's up, Ralph and Finn? This is Dre calling out of L.A. And listened to you guys' last podcast. You guys are You made reference to Val Kilmer being a top secret, and it's kind of weird because, you know, we're going to talk secret instead of speaking to your kids. Anyway, this week, I'm going to have to say, it's this movie called They Still Call Me Bruce, okay? This is a Jackie Chan movie. I think it was like in 87 or something. I don't know. I was like a kid. And, you know, what's so funny about this movie, I hardly even remember it, except that it had me laughing so hard. And there's one part where Jackie Chan is in a club. He just fought some guys. And it's the funniest thing you ever see. Jackie Chan is in the club dancing with this girl, okay? he starts doing this dance, and it's the funniest fucking thing in the movie that you'll ever see Jackie Chan do. He does this. I mean, it's so corny that it's funny as hell. So, Still Call Me Bruce, stick it in your queue. It's an oldie but goodie. And I think I might be going outside this weekend. I think I might be going, on vacation or whatever. I don't know, I haven't met up on mine. Anyway, the whole point is, so I'm gonna give you another stick in your queue. The other stick in your queue is a movie that, was, I think, one of the, greatest movies ever put out, okay? It is called, fuck, I forgot. Damn it. What the hell was the movie called? Fuck me silly. Alright, fuck it. Oh! That's what the... okay. This movie came out after Breaking 2 and all this other crap, okay? It's a movie you probably seen or heard of it. It's called DC Cab. It has Mr. T in it. It has a gang of people in there. The movie is funny. There's an actual reference in there where they talk about the whole... They try to break down the whole... story behind Bruce Lee's death while watching, I think it was Enter the Dragon. It's a funny movie. It's kind of corny, is what I'm saying. It came out, like I said, in the mid-80s, early 80s, something like that. So I remember actually going to see that damn movie at a double feature playing with fucking... what's that shit with the mechanical fucking spiders and had to do with thick-ass mustache? Oh my God, I'm gonna shoot myself because I don't remember his name. And it's not Burt Reynolds. Anyway, that's it, you guys. You guys, I don't know, I'm talking all damn thing, but hey, you know what I'm saying? All right, stick that in your queue, you guys. Stay up. Later.
Hi, Dharma Lars. This is Makari Q, and I was calling because you guys sounded so lonely in your last podcast, and so I was just saying hey, and really psyched for the new season of Lost. We've only got like 8.5 more months to go. Yay! Anyways, I hope everything's going okay with you guys, and I think that's it. Anyways, take care, and bye.
Hey Ben, hey Ralph, it's me Sunny, aka Sean. I'm just calling for sticking in your queue, and I got one of the best movies ever, The Professional. It's with Gene Reno and Gary Oldman and Natalie Portman. This is like Natalie Portman's like first movie. You guys want to see a crazy movie? It's awesome. It's about a hitman and a little girl that he saves, and Gary Oldman's like one of the most craziest people you've ever seen in a movie. I hope you guys like it. Bye.
Hello, Dharma Lars. This is James in Hawaii, and I'm calling in regards to your Superman debate. Is Superman awesome? Well, I would have to agree with Ralph. I really don't think that Superman is very awesome. I think back to actually Kill Bill Part 2, where David Carradine has his speech to Uma Thurman about how Superman tries to fit in with regular people. His disguise is very opposite that of a typical hero. He is trying to hide his true self. In comparison, like to Batman or to Spider-Man, the hero tries to conceal his secret identity. I also think that Superman is a little bit too perfect. Granted, he did die several years ago, and he did bring him back, but as a whole, Superman is not very flawed. Most popular characters that I enjoy, like Batman, he has his mother and daddy issues. Spider-Man has his stress with the and his bashing in the media from the Daily Bugle. And look at Daredevil. Daredevil has his demons with his father. So all these little, their inner demons kind of haunt them and give them some sort of shape to their character, and it affects who they are. I don't kind of think of Superman that way. Another thing I don't like about Superman is I think the villains make the hero as well. I don't think Superman has a good series of rogues gallery villains, say versus Spider-Man or Batman. But yeah, I've never taken a liking to Superman. I love the movies, but as a character, not too much. Well, thanks for listening, and I'll be listening for your podcast. Bye-bye.
Hey, Ben and Ralph. This is Forrester, and I'm not in Kansas City because I'm in Atlanta, then airport, on my way to Disney World for my parents' 40th wedding anniversary. Awesome. I'll be calling more. I have a whole week and nobody to talk to. So it's going to be you guys.
Hey, Ben and Ralph, Shane from upstate New York. I just finished listening to your podcast. Superman, he's a douche. So are all superheroes. And guys that read comic books are geeks. But, good cue sticking this week. I love both those movies. And if you're looking for another good one, kind of in the vein of American movie, like a kind of a serious, poking fun at people doc, check out Hands on a Hard Body. It's a good documentary about a contest, keep your hand on the truck for the longest and you win. That's got some funny shit in it. It's real good. Keep up the good work. I enjoy your podcast.
And I'll talk to you later. Bye, New White Strike. Good whales.
Bill Bratsky's a 10-foot-tall beast man who can palm a medicine ball.
Hey guys, how's it going? This is Pete from New York. Just calling in to say I really love the show. I think you guys are hilarious, and I wanted to tell you guys, among some others, have inspired me to start my own podcast, which when the new season comes around, we'll be talking about Lost. But right now I'm just kind of bullshitting on all the other good stuff that comes along. So if you want to check it out, you can go to www.peatcast.com, or you can search for it in iTunes. Just search for the word Peatcast, and trying to get an audience going. So if you have any hints or tips or any general advice you could throw my way, I'd appreciate it. And hope you can listen to it and hope you enjoy it. Thanks a lot. Keep the show going. It's really cool. Peace out.
Hey, Dharma Lars, this is Afro Hippie Chick in Seattle, and I just
came from the most exciting baseball game I've seen in a long time. The M Rock. They totally beat the Red Sox, and I am so excited. I probably had too many beers, but it was like the best game I've seen in a really long time. It just made me feel so great. I just love baseball, and I love summer, and I love Seattle. You guys have to come up and visit Seattle Jimmy sometime and party it up, because it's such a great city if you haven't been here. I love the podcast, and keep up the good work. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, Lars. This is Jenny from New York. Just thought I would share my fantastic morning with you guys, because no one else I know will answer their phone, and I figured you guys might enjoy it, or whatever. So I got up this morning and no one's home. My brother, is my parents, nobody. And so I go downstairs and find out that, you know, no one locked up our dog while everyone was gone. So we had free range of the house. He's like 50 pounds, Siberian Husky, decent size, likes to eat. And he ate an entire tube of bacitracin gel that you put on like an open cut or whatever to make it heal faster. He then proceeded to pee all over the living room, a little in the kitchen, and then he ate through the plastic bag containing like 5 bagels, and he ate 3 of those, and then did what I can't decipher as vomit or shit all over the kitchen. He also emptied several bathroom garbages, and which leaves me to clean up this beautiful, beautiful pile of his finest work. So that's how my morning's going. Just thought I'd share that. You guys rock. Lars-tastic something. I don't know. All right. Bye.
Lenny. just bang.